You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I am your temporary host, Nick Batt. You know me from the Nick and Nolan show. But Buffalo Rumblings, in an attempt to bring you content as quickly as possible and provide you as much information as things happen throughout the free agency period, we are all going to be sharing the Breaking Buffalo Rumblings duties that Anthony Marino is currently the regular host of, so that when things like this happen, where the Bills have signed cornerback Josh Norman, formerly of the Carolina Panthers and formerly of the Washington Redskins, we will be able to bring you an instant response with some information that you may find helpful as you explore what this means for our Buffalo Bills and for the rest of the players on that team. So this pod is coming to you, as of course you know, because Josh Norman has signed a one-year, $6 million deal with the Buffalo Bills, according to Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network. Apparently, there are incentives into the deal where Josh Norman could make as much as $8 million in this deal. So you think about, what does this mean for the Buffalo Bills? Well, obviously, corner was an area where something needed to be done. And the reason for that is because you have Trey White, who is a lockdown cornerstone piece of our franchise on one side of the field. And on the other side of the field, you have Levi Wallace and Kevin Johnson, at least for last year. Kevin Johnson came to the Bills after being cut by the Houston Texans, after having been a high draft pick with elite athleticism, but nagged by injury in Houston. He came to the Bills on a very inexpensive deal for 1 year and performed admirably. Kevin Johnson was not exposed particularly as a liability, and he was a player that stole reps away from undrafted free agent Levi Wallace from Alabama. The primary reason for that being, Levi Wallace has shown to have some limited athleticism, speed, the ability to turn and run with receivers, the ability to chase whenever somebody gets behind him and he has to close quickly. These are the sorts of things that Levi Wallace has had some struggles with. Simultaneously, Levi Wallace is still, having started 23 games in his career to date, he is still outperforming his undrafted free agent status when he entered the league. What does this mean with Josh Norman coming in? Well, you can assume that it probably means Kevin Johnson will not come back. That is not a for sure. However, you would imagine that Kevin Johnson's deal may have been done first, if it was in fact something that was on the mind of Brandon Bean and something he was pursuing. But Josh Norman coming in getting $6 million, which was significantly more than what Kevin Johnson got previously, it suggests that the Bills see Josh Norman as, you know, somewhat of a contributor on defense. He is not going to be a guy who is completely buried on the depth chart and doesn't see any snaps on the field, not at $6 million. That would be pretty unlikely. So is there room for a guy like Kevin Johnson to come back and for Levi Wallace and for Josh Norman to all compete on the outside? Maybe, but Kevin Johnson probably wants a multi-year deal at this point. He came to the Bills on a one-year deal, and he proved that he can play in this league and he can stay healthy. And he expects and probably deserves to be rewarded for that. As such, it would make sense that he would be pursuing perhaps greener pastures, because it seems as though the Bills and Kevin Johnson do not have an identical agreement about what he may be worth. Now, we could be wrong about that, and he may sign in the coming days as free agency starts to open and he tests the market and he comes back to Buffalo. But what this, I think, indicates is that Josh Norman is going to be a guy who is in contention for CB2. I don't know that a lot of Bills fans are immediately overjoyed about that prospect. Josh Norman is also a player similar to Levi Wallace who has some limited athleticism. Now, he had a terrific year in 2015 with the Carolina Panthers that led him to be franchise tagged, which was then removed by Dave Gettleman, then the GM of the Carolina Panthers, and allowed him to go sign an incredibly lucrative contract elsewhere. However, Josh Norman has failed to ever recapture that sort of prominence or that sort of high-quality play. He's coming to the Bills now at the tail end of his career, with athleticism always having been a concern, and now his age probably contributing some to his athleticism having declined even more. Not ideal for the outside corner opposite Trey White. The only thing you want to keep in mind is that this does not preclude the Bills from pursuing a player in the draft. Perhaps the Bills are going to be pursuing an outside corner to compete for that second CB2 spot and continue to keep the cost of that spot down for the Bills if they were to pursue a player in the first, second, or maybe even third round of the draft in April. The Bills spend criminally little money on the cornerback position as of late. Now, that changes a little bit with this Josh Norman contract, but they're still paying significantly less than most teams because Tre'Davious White is currently on a rookie deal. That is going to change this year, the next year, or the following. And most people would probably say the sooner the better because he's likely going to set the market after having an all-pro year this year. And the sooner he sets the market, the more money you save later. Every couple of months or every season for sure that people are signing and getting these extensions and setting the market, the next guy is going to get paid a little bit more. So the sooner we can get that done with Trey White, the better. But that train is coming where we are going to be investing significant money into Trey White. Drafting a corner, in addition to the signing of Josh Norman, would allow the Bills to have Josh Norman under contract for this year while Tre'Davious White is likely still under his rookie deal. And that would then allow the Bills to guarantee, if the player works out, after Josh Norman leaves, to continue to have the cornerback position set up under a cost-effective structure, where you are paying handsomely on one side of the field for Tre'Davious White, but you are paying a rookie contract that is obviously much more affordable opposite him for whoever the Bills bring in. That is not a guarantee, but it is a philosophy and a suggested path of decision-making that many Bills fans have discussed. And I think that if anybody ought be excited about this signing of Josh Norman, it should be Levi Wallace. Because if it is the case that the Bills believe that Josh Norman or Levi Wallace are going to be the opposite CB2 starter that the Bills are going to be running with down in, down out with Tre'Davious White, I don't know that there's somebody out there that we could bring in that would give Levi Wallace as much opportunity as Josh Norman. Now, Josh Norman is a savvy veteran. You know, he has obviously more experience than Levi Wallace, but as far as athletic traits and a guy who can do things that the other one can't, these guys are definitely in the same ballpark, and it leaves the door open for Levi to still be the starting CB2 with Josh Norman getting rotational reps. That's it for what we're going to give you today. This Josh Norman signing is a bit interesting. It certainly does impact other things that are happening, specifically in the defensive backfield, specifically with guys like Levi Wallace and Kevin Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Please let us know what you think of the pod on Apple iTunes as well as on Buffalo Rumblings website. Matt Rich Warren has put up an article about the Josh Norman signing that you are more than welcome to comment on. It is linked in the show notes of this podcast, and we would love to hear what you think of the signing as well as what you think of the pod. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Buffalo Rumblings. We'll be back with you when there's more breaking Bills news.